Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 24th of June 2025. Today's topic is Consider Our Faithful Christ. Our text today is taken from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Paul Silway says, God's faithfulness is the one constant in the equation. He is the rock on which we stand. That is why we are called to trust God, despite the evolving and unstable seasons that life brings. Through times of joy and tribulation, Christ's faithfulness remains constant. Life may be hard, challenging, and unfair, and things may seem not to go according to our plans, but Christ remains faithful. In challenging situations, many young Christians become frantic, cynical, and seem not to remember how God has kept them in the past. Oftentimes, they lose hope, instead of relying on Christ's track record of faithfulness as their strength. No matter how dejected you may be, consider that God is a consistent provider, encourager, comforter, source of strength, and support. He remains faithful through the peaks and valleys of life. Are you going through any form of rejection, loss, grief, or uncertainty? Do not despair, for God's faithfulness never ceases. He proved his faithfulness by blessing childless Hannah with a son, Samuel, and providing manna for the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. Quote for the day: God's faithfulness never ceases. The challenge for today is: make God your source of strength. Prayer. O God, help me be faithful to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.